Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Cork Today on C103.
Email Patricia now with your story or comment. corktoday@c103.ie.
Now, as we covered last week on the programme, an online meeting was held on Friday whereby local councillors were to be briefed by the OPW and the Department of Integration about the suitability of a site in Carrickeel in Mallow for the erection of modular homes for Ukrainian refugees. As promised, Fine Gael councillor Tony O'Shea joins me with an update. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. Now, to quote Shakespeare, to be or not to be, are the modular homes going to be built on the site or is it still too early to say?
It's still too early to say, Patricia. We had a good meeting, look, with a representative from the Department of Children and Equality and a representative from the OPW online on Friday. They opened the meeting with an apology because they knew they had started ahead of time or ahead of schedule without briefing the councillors or the representatives. So they confirmed what's going on at the moment, Patricia. It's just only site investigation works. And they need to go back on site this week and they won't know if that site is actually suitable for another week or so. But they will be going back on site this week, Patricia, to find out if the site is suitable.
So at the end of 2 weeks, it'll be a yay or a nay. So if at the end of 2 weeks they deem, yes, this site is suitable, talk me through what will then happen, particularly from the local residents' point of view when it comes to communication.
What will then happen is that the OPW will start their communication with the nearby estates and the local residents. They will be dropping a leaf to drop, and also if a meeting needs to be had to brief the people, one or two representatives from the estates, I'm sure that won't be ruled out either, Patricia.
And at the meeting, did you get a 100% confirmation that if these modular homes go ahead, it will only house Ukrainian refugees, women and children?
We did, Patricia. It's specifically for Ukrainian refugees who are fleeing the war. There are proposed 32-bed modular homes for this site in Carrickeel, if it's deemed suitable. What they said to us, Patricia, was there are 2 beds, they sleep 4. You might have only a family of 3. There'll be no mixing and matching the family. We'll have a home of their own.
Okay, so if it was all families of four, 120 would be the maximum that would be in that estate. But as you say, some houses may only have two people, others may only have three.
That's correct, Patricia.
Will it be Ukrainian families who were already living in the town in emergency accommodation?
Sorry, Patricia, I didn't get that.
Will it be Ukrainians who are already living in the area but are living in emergency accommodation?
I'm not sure of that, Patricia. What they've told us was specifically for families who are coming in from Ukraine fleeing the war. So I'm not sure if it's for the families, the Ukrainians that are living in emergency accommodation in Mallow at the moment, or is it for people like in Glentane, where I am, in Kilshannon Parish, we have an emergency residence, and that's where they come from the plane down to Glentane, and then they move on from there, Patricia.
Yeah, because the Dutch Tulip in Mallow,
that's correct.
Yeah, that's as far as I know, has Ukrainian, mainly women and children. But that would be deemed emergency accommodation, wouldn't it? Because that's like a hotel room they're living in.
Yes, even though I think they're there long term, because I know families that their children are actually attending schools in Mallow, Patricia.
Yeah.
Whereas in Glentane, it's different. They don't attend school because I think the maximum period of time they're there would be a week or two.
Okay.
Until such time that they get proper homes for them.
Okay, do you know? Okay, and the other questions that were coming in, are there any other sites in Mallow under consideration, Tony?
No, that was the only site that our County Council put forward for this specific project, Patricia.
Do you believe that the department and the OPW need to learn from this situation in Mallow, particularly the fact that local residents need to be kept informed?
Absolutely, and I stressed that at the meeting, Patricia. Like, it was rolled out too fast without any engagement, even for ourselves, but most importantly for the residents of the Tallaghiel area. And they acknowledged that. And they said that the normal process was the way they carried it out now. They would do their site investigation work. If the site was deemed suitable, they would then start the process of communication with local residents and nearby estates.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the biggest bone of frustration and anger, and certainly for some of the people who've been protesting, many of them are on a council housing list for many, many years. Can you understand why people get frustrated when they're going to see these, if it goes ahead, 30 modular homes go in, and somebody who's been on a housing list for 10 years thinking, I'd love to move into one of those?
I can see where they're coming from, Patricia, 100%. These modular homes, I think the government should go back and look at these type of homes again, maybe to improve the housing crisis they were in at the moment. Patricia, they told us on Friday that these modular homes have come on leaps and bounds in the last number of years, and there's a lifespan of 60 years for a modular home, Patricia. And price-wise, they're costing between 125 and 150,000 euros.
Yeah, and that money's not coming out of, I know you mentioned this on Friday, that's not coming out of Cork County Council's budget.
Absolutely not, no. It's the EU purse, Patricia, the same purse, I presume, that's funding the hotels and emergency accommodation right across the country.
Okay, somebody wants to know, and I don't know if this got mentioned at the meeting, what about Ishka Éireann and Irish Water's position on providing services? Is there water in the site?
They told us on Friday there was actually a water main going down through the middle of the site. So I presume connections for water and electricity wouldn't be that far away when you have, it's a built up estate, you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there because Annette Nagel, I'm told, is on the other line. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Trish, how are you?
I'm very well, who also joined us last week. Are people protesting again this morning at the site?
They sure are, yeah, they're there since early morning, very early morning.
And are you taking any comfort from listening to Tony and what came out of the meeting on Friday?
What came out of the meeting on Friday, we're not happy with at all. You know, it just seems to be a bullheaded approach. Just get in there, get the job done, and the residents don't matter, you know. That's what the feeling of the people who are protesting up there, you know. Like, it's nothing to do with Tony or any of the local councillors. You know, we're aware they didn't know any more than we did. So, you know, it's nothing to do with them, but we just don't We're just not happy with the way the OPW are going ahead with it, you know. And we don't really believe the narrative that it's just going to be exploratory work for the next couple of weeks, because it seems to be an awful lot of money that has been put into it already, and we believe that they probably have already decided the site is suitable.
And okay, and we don't know. They're saying the site works are going on, so we have to trust them that they are just doing site works. But if it comes back that it is suitable, 100% guaranteed that it is going to be Ukrainian women and children, how will residents feel about that?
Residents will not have a problem with that. Well, not the ones that I have been speaking to anyway. Obviously, I can't speak for everybody. Nobody will have a problem with it if it is absolutely 1,000% Ukrainian women and children.
Yeah, people fleeing war. But yeah. Back to the point, and I know you're on a housing list yourself, aren't you?
I am.
There is a sense of frustration. Why, you know, if you can build these houses for the Ukrainian refugees who desperately need to be looked after, everybody accepts that.
Absolutely.
Why can't you build them for people on the council's housing list?
Yeah, this is it. And Tony, in fairness, can explain that this has been looked at. These modular type homes have been looked at by the government before and were deemed unsuitable. But as Tony pointed out, they have come on in leaps and bounds in recent years. And so it is something that could be looked at from now going forward. But in the meantime, that is of no comfort to anybody who's been waiting on a list for 10 plus years,
Yeah.
So, if these modular homes are going to be used for housing, then for Ukrainian women and children, if that's what they're saying is true, then, there's no reason why they can't be used for people who are on the council housing list as well, who are looking for social housing.
And Tony, there's a 3-year contract on this site, isn't it?
That's correct. It's for a period of 3 years, Patricia, and that site and homes revert back to the local authority.
To be used then for
back to the council for council use, I would be thinking, Patricia.
And what happens if the God forbid the war is still raging, or what happens if some of those families have decided there's nothing to go back to in Ukraine, I want to stay here?
I presume they will be left there, Patricia. But at the end of the day, look, as an extent there, look, I will be going back to the powers that be, Patricia. Like, this is a solution for the government. If these modular homes are good and have a lifespan of 60 years, I think it's an answer to the crisis that we're in at the moment.
Yeah, and you have sites, you have other sites in Mallow that modular houses could go on.
We have other sites in Mallow, yes, Patricia, and not only Mallow, like, you'd have them in villages and other towns in North Cork as well. So it is a solution, and whether the powers that be will look at it now, Patricia, or not, time will tell.
Okay. And Annette, in the meantime, the protest continues. Does that mean the protesters are stopping the site work from going ahead?
Well, at the moment, nothing seems to be going ahead, as in, like, nobody, excuse me, nothing has been tried to be brought on site since the protest started. So, hard to know exactly what they're planning on. But if they do try and access the site and what looks like building materials and stuff like that, then no, they won't be allowed on site.
Okay. Well, keep us updated on that, Annette. In the meantime, thank you for that. And Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Patricia.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That is Mallow Councillor for Fine Gael, Tony O'Shea and Annette Nagel, who is one of the protesters outside the site in Carrickeel in Mallow, as I say, about 2 weeks. The OPW reckon it is going to take before the site work is completed and before they will know if the site is suitable for these 30 modular homes, two-bedroomed homes suitable for families of up to 4. 0818 103 103. John Paul's taking your calls. Text WhatsApp 0862 103 103.
Cork Today on C103.
With Corrigan Insurance's Macroom, now part of McCarthy Insurance Group. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. CMIG.ie.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.